About how long? Oh, sorry.
I am joined today on Pit Pass Network by Brianna Daniels. For those of you who don't know, she works on NASCAR pit crews. And she's currently out right now with an injury. You want to tell us a little bit about your injury, Brianna, and how long you expect to be out?
So I tore my ACL back in May, just working out, and as far as recovery, I'm just taking it a day at a time. Really, I'm not trying to. Obviously it's been like 4 months. I'm not trying to, you know, do anything crazy that's going to like make it worse. So I'm like in the healing process, going through therapy and workouts and all that good stuff, you know, just ready to get back to it. So, like I said, I'm kind of taking it day by day.
So there's no real timetable when you return.
Yeah, No. I'm like the healing process is more important right now.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So if you have to miss the rest of the season, you'll just, you know, be back in February, right?
Yeah.
And now what team are you currently on right now?
I was with SS Greenlight, for the 08 Xfinity. Driver is David Starr.
All right, David Starr. That's a well-known name in the NASCAR world for anybody who's been watching for a long time. You won a ton of Truck Series races about, I don't know, 20 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm. David's the man.
What's it really, like really working cool. with David?
David, really, really nice and cool guy. He's really like down to earth, you know, and we really appreciate that about him. So, you know, it's so easy to get caught up and just like, you know, deal with certain people who aren't that cool. But safe to say, David is pretty cool guy. So, and it's now awesome working with him and SS Greenlight and Jason and all those guys.
How did you get into NASCAR? What turned you into being a pit crew member, and what made you say, you know, I want to jump out there in a pit road with guys running 60 miles an hour, 6 inches behind me?
So I got into NASCAR in 2016. How it happened was like super random. I was at Norfolk State University at the time, and it was my senior year. I was doing an internship on campus, and I was a part of the women's basketball team. And, you know, thankfully it's my senior year, you know, like with most people, especially most seniors in college, we always wonder like, what's the next step going to be when we leave college, you know? And it's kind of like with most, you know, students, you know, they get kind of, and athletes, they get kind of like stressed out, you know, just thinking about like what to do, what's going to be best for them. And since I played basketball, I really had plans to, I was actually training to play professional basketball. But, you know, like I said, I've always been the type to take it like a day at a time, just kind of have that mindset, like whatever is meant for me will be for me. So I didn't stress myself out too much. But I remember it was sometime in April, I was sitting on our campus at Chick-fil-A eating lunch, you know, in between classes. And a lady named Tiffany Sykes came up to me and, you know, she tapped me on my shoulder, like mid sandwich bite. And I was like, hey, Tiff. She said, hey girl, what's up? I see you enjoying that sandwich. I was like, that I am, you know, what's going on? She was like, hey, you know, the NASCAR pit crew is going to be at our school for a tryout on Wednesday. I think you should try out. And I was looking at her like, girl, NASCAR, like, I don't watch that. literally I did not watch, when I tell you I didn't watch NASCAR at all back then. And then I was like, okay, like trying to figure out where she was going with that. And she was like, yeah, you know, something told me to tell you, like, I really think she goes to this tryout. At the time it was Monday when she told me, so the tryout would be 2 days from then. And I said, you said a NASCAR pit crew, like what is that? That's how out of tune I was with NASCAR. I didn't even know what a pit crew was. So like, I was, is that so funny, right?
That is funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, what is that? So she goes to YouTube and takes out her phone and shows me a video of a pit stop. And I'm like, dang, that was fast. You know, not knowing much about anything. She took her phone away. Was like, yep. So if you end up going to the tryout, let me know. Okay. Bye. And then she just walks away, goes on about her business. And I'm like, that was so random. What made her want to tell me about a NASCAR tryout? Like, and I was like, whatever. So then, you know, fast forwarding to Wednesday, Tuesday, then just the next day after. So remember how I told you that I was doing an internship on campus outside of playing women's basketball?
Yeah.
So pretty much like for Wednesday, not only was this NASCAR tryout, like this picture tryout, but it was a professional baseball game that my internship wanted me to record. So like with my internship, I was pretty much like the video girl on campus. I will record, like when I got done playing my games, like I would turn around, change, record our men's basketball games. I will record baseball, softball, bowling. And I will also clip and edit like the video footage, creating highlight packages for the different, you know, teams and stuff.
So and, very like, tech savvy. Very,
yes. Yeah. I did it all. You know, so pretty much like they wanted me to record a professional baseball game. So I had to make the decision like, dang, well, obviously I can't do both of these tryouts. I mean, I can't do both of these things, like going to the tryout and recording the game. So I pretty much had to make a decision. So Tuesday night, I'm sitting here thinking in my dorm room, you know, stretching on the floor, because at this time, like I said, I was training to play professional basketball. So I was going through like really, really tough workouts that were like hard on my body. So my body was like extremely sore. So I'm like, okay, you know, I really don't feel like standing up 6 hours to record this baseball game. And I was like, and with this NASCAR trial, I'm like, you know, my body's really, really sore. What if I'm not able to give it my all? Cause my body's all beat up from the workouts. But it's like Tuesday night, found myself stretching in my dorm. And then I woke up Wednesday morning and it's like, God told me like, you got to go to this NASCAR tryout. And I was like, what? I don't even, I'm sitting there like, what? And I was like, you know, I don't question God, but 4 p.m. that day, whenever the tryout was, I walked in our basketball gym. That's where the tryout was held. And that's where I met Coach Phil Horton, Max Siegel, and all those guys from Rev Racing. And Coach Horton was like, hey, my one and only girl. I was like, what do you mean by that? I was like, what do you mean by that? And then he was like, you're the only girl that we have in here trying out today. And I was like, oh, fun. Okay. You know, nothing new to me because I played on sports teams growing up, especially basketball, where I was the only girl on the team. So I really wasn't like fazed by that. So I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, when I walked in the gym, since I saw a video of a pit stop and I saw a car in the video, I was expecting to see a car in the gym. But at the same time, I was wondering like, how are they're going to have a car in here, like on our gym, messing up the floors. but there wasn't even a car in the gym. There was a whole bunch of equipment laid out everywhere, like workout equipment. So I'm looking around like, coach, what's up with all the equipment laid out everywhere? Like, where's the car, man? And he was like, hold on now. He said, we're going to get to that eventually. He said, today I'm going to put you guys through a mental and physical test, just pretty much to see where you are physically with things and just to test your mental strength, you know? And we had each of us like compete against each other, just like going head on. So it was always like two people competing at a time. So we went through like this little obstacle course thing and I ended up doing a really, really good job. I ended up beating the guy I went against. And he was like, okay, you'll definitely be hearing back from us. Like at the end, you know, still not knowing what I was getting myself into. I just knew that was a good thing. I was like, okay, good. I'm getting somewhere, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Beat the guys.
Yeah, right. So the next step after that was, so like I said, this was in April of 2016. The next tryout was the National NASCAR Driver Diversity Pit Crew Combine, the even bigger one. So just in this first tryout at my school, there was only four of us in the tryout. But this next tryout, you know, finally coach is like, you'll definitely be hearing back from us. And probably like 3 to 4 weeks later, ended up getting a text, getting invited, you know, like I said, to that combine. And in this combine, there was like between 22 and 24 of us there. So obviously it's a lot, you know, a lot more people than it was at my first tryout.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people are from all over the place. You know, Max Siegel and Coach Phil Horton, they kind of had the initiative or not kind of, they had the initiative to get more diversity, you know, in our pit crews, just in the sport in general. So really, really thankful for them and those guys at Rev Racing. But, fast forward to the National NASCAR Combine, the Driver Diversity Combine. That's where, you know, I seen the car. There was a car there. And that's where I learned that I was going to be a tire changer. So pretty much like, you know, coach had all the guys. So this time there was 6 women trying out and then the rest were guys. As you can see, the guys were dominating us, you know, number wise. So coach pretty much was splitting everybody up. He was like, hey, you know, tire changers over here. He said, Brianna, you get over here, you'll be a tire changer. I was like, okay, that sounds cool. You know, not knowing much about anything. So he was like, tire carriers over here, Jackman over here, Gasman over here, just splitting everybody up. So once I learned that I was going to be a tire changer, he gave me my impact wrench and pretty much put me in front of a wheel. And that's when I was like practicing my taps, you know, like taking the lug nuts off, hitting the pattern of, you know, five. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I literally kept doing that like for a whole, like a day and a half, you know, just trying to, we only had like a day and a half literally to put everything together. So coach, you know, Max Siegel and them can test us because they were only selecting like 10 of us to come back to train to be professional pit crew members. So the pressure was on, you know?
Yeah. So very high pressure situation.
Yes. Very high pressure. And I'm like, you know what? Just if I keep with my mindset that I've always had, like just knowing that, you know, your hard work continues to pay off. I'm like, okay, I know, obviously I haven't done this before, but I'm going to learn, you know, in the short amount of time that I get to learn this, and I'm gonna try to, you know, execute it the best way possible. So, you know, coach even knows that, you know, we didn't have that much time to learn about everything, but he really wanted to see who can get it down and, you know, the quickest and actually try to like learn it, understand it. So, and I remember even one of the guys, like when we were at that tryout, one of the guys, he just was asking people questions about everything, you know, just wanting to know everything just off the first day. And I was like, dang, but I guess he ended up asking one of the guys over at Rev about like women making it in the sport. And he came and told me, he was like, Bree, they said that women don't even make it like that. And I looked at him like, boy, if you don't get out my face, I was like, why are you telling me that? Like, that really is going to like bother me. I was like, now you know me better than that. Like,
you use it as fuel.
Huh?
Do you use it as fuel?
Yeah. I was like, boy, if you don't, pretty much I was telling him to like, boy, move out of here with that. Like, I'm not trying to hear that. like that's not going to stop me from competing the way that I know how, you know, I'm still going to work hard regardless of what, whoever said to you, who said that, I'm like, well, I'm always proving him wrong. So, like I said, I definitely use that as fuel, but, I remember, you know, I was doing my taps and stuff. We had a little bit to learn about everything, and we even had like a lunch break, you know, they had brought some subs in for everybody, some drinks. And I remember when coach was like, all right, y'all, it's time for a lunch break. So y'all just take a break from everything. And everybody ran to the subs. And I was like one of the last ones over there chilling by the car. You know, I'm still trying to do my taps and stuff. I'm like, I don't know this. Like, I'm trying to make sure like I get this down packed so I can be good for the actual tryout. So then coach was probably, he was looking over at me like, yeah, like I like her. Like somebody had told me that he said that. And my coach was like, what do you say? He said, Bree, they in there eating. And I was like, look, I said, this is more important right here. I got to make sure I get this down right first. And he was like, okay, okay. And then I finally went to go, you know, get a bite to eat, and then came back, you know, we were putting everything together. And pretty much, I think like after the combine, like they split us up on different teams too, pretty much seeing like who can do like the quicker pit stops, you know, even mixing and matching different teams, just seeing like who's going to do what. And I think we weren't supposed to find out until like a month or two later about like who was going to get selected. And obviously that raises room for like people being anxious, like, dang, am I going to get selected? Like a month or 2 months later, I was like, why couldn't we just find out right afterwards?
Yeah, you know, gets those nerves up, right?
Yes, after he told us that, you know, only 10 of you guys would make it, so I'm not bringing all y'all in. We was like, dang, like, and I'm sitting here, like, I said, if you bring any of the women in, I said, I know for a fact I'm one of them because, you know, not so many of the women were like serious, you know? So like, I was like, okay, this is a piece of cake. So like, as I was about to head back to Virginia on my flight, before I even sat down, my phone rings and I noticed it was one of the guys that was working with Rev. His name was Jabari. I was like, hold on. I said, what is he calling me for? I picked up the phone. He was like, hey, Bree, what you doing? And I was like, I'm boarding my flight. Like, what's up? And he was like, oh. He was like, look, coach couldn't wait. He just wants to extend the invitation for you to come back to train to be a professional pit crew member. And I was like, you're lying. And he was like, no. So, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I think I just like broke down, like just, you know, I was crying on the plane, like from excitement, obviously, But I'm like, yo, I really got selected. Like, NASCAR, this is insane.
That's awesome. You know? And yes. A lot of people come from, you know, football and basketball and stuff like that. So yeah. I am not surprised to hear that you were involved in another sport at a high level. And right. NASCAR kind of said, yeah, NASCAR said, hey, you know, come over here. You know, they get a lot of those guys.
Right. So this next the National NASCAR Drive for Diversity Pit Crew Combine, that was held in May. So I went from, remember, the first tryout was in April, just to give you a timeline. The second combine was in May of 2016. And then since I got selected to come back to train and be a professional pit crew member, I had to relocate from Virginia all the way to Charlotte in September of 2016. To start
a big change, right?
Yes, to start to be a part of a 6-month training program where we practice and, you know, learn the ins and outs of what it takes to be a pit crew member, and then actually doing pit stops.
So, you know, what was it like the very first time you went out on a hot pit road?
The very first time?
Yeah.
That day, like it was yesterday. It was, yeah, my very first race I did was an ARCA race. Thank God. That's like, the ARCA series is like a good series for people to get their start, you know? Like yeah. A lot of drivers, yeah, and pit crew members get their start. You know, they're just trying to get, you know, a feel of things. And I remember my driver's name, his name was Dale Shearer. He reminded me of Santa Claus, had the big white beard, a little stomach on him.
Santa has to get a summer job. There's not a lot.
You know, right? No, but he was really, really nice. Like, and his sister was like there too. I was like thinking, like, girl, she said, I know you're looking like, how are we gonna get him in that car? But girl, we just stuffed him in the window. I was like, stop. But she said, no, it's all good. Once he gets in there, he'll be ready to roll. So, like, I remember when I first walked in, mind you, just back then, obviously, like, NASCAR used to be a lot different from what it is now, you know? So like, I was a little nervous, like, I guess when I was about to be at the track for the first time. And I remember just, you know, walking in the track, blacked out, had a black shirt on, black pants, black running shoes, black duffel bag. I was blacked out, black girl magic, you know. Walked in the track and I'm like, okay, I saw people like staring at me and felt them staring at me.
So you know, how did you feel? Did you feel welcome at the racetrack being a woman and being African American? That's something that the sport has done a lot in the last, you know, decade to try to be more diverse and to bring in people from that typically don't, you know, you wouldn't have seen in NASCAR 25 or 30 years ago. So how did you feel when you got to the track? Did you feel welcome?
I was still trying to like fill everything out, but you know, I saw those people who like were literally breaking their necks, and like, it's not like some of them were smiling. Like I was getting like the death stare, like, who is she? Like, you know, and it's like, dang, but obviously I wasn't trying to read in too much on people. Cause I'm like, okay, they not used to seeing me, but I'm here now. That was my mindset, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just here to do my job. Really don't let stuff like that bother me. So like, I remember I had, like I said, I walked over to my team, you know, just introduced myself like, hey, my name is Brianna Daniels. I'm you guys is your rear tire changer for the day. Cause at that time, remember there was a front tire changer, a rear tire changer, a front tire carrier and a rear tire carrier. And I think in a jackman, it was a lot going on, I think.
And a gas man. Did you have a catch can then as well?
Yes. It was a lot going on back then. So like, I remember everybody else being there except for the rear tire carrier. And you know, I'm like, okay, well, I hope he shows up. You know, they were saying like, oh, he's probably going to show up like just, excuse me, a little bit before the race starts. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then I remember like when it was time to change, obviously since it was like my first race, like back then they didn't have like a lot of like nice, like haulers and stuff, you know, just like we can go change. And so I went over to the nearest restroom, you know, I was like, it's time to put on my fire suit. So it was just me and this other lady in the restroom. She looked like she was getting ready for a hot date because she was like putting her makeup on in the mirror off fast. And I'm sitting here like, dang, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, she must be in a rush moving that fast. And she saw me change into my fire suit, and she, like, I felt her like and saw her out the corner of my eye, my peripheral vision. And I'm like, she started slowing down, and then she dropped her makeup and she was like, wait, she said, are you a driver? And I was like, no, I'm a tire changer. And I kind of giggled. She dropped her makeup and ran over to me and gave me the tightest hug. Mind you, this is a white woman. And she was like, thank you so much for joining our sport. And I was like, oh my God. Like, obviously you could tell that she wasn't used to seeing somebody that looked like me at the track.
And, you know, that's but that's great, right? To be yes. welcomed into something, you know, and you're probably already nervous, you know?
Yeah. And that made me tear up. You know, she was tearing up. She's like, thank you so much for joining our sport. I was like, no problem. I was like, I'm excited to be here, you know? And she was like wishing me luck before the race. So like, I was like, oh, that's sweet. So then I went out, you know, going over to my pit stall. So my tire carrier never showed up.
So did you carry your own tires that day too?
Yes. So I'm sitting here like, Lord, you just throw me in the fire right now. I'm just getting through my very first race, getting thrown in the fire. But thankfully, you know, Coach Phil Horton, he pretty much told me, like, you know, if you ever get in this situation, this is what you have to do. And he always brought that up to us, like tire changers, saying like, hey, if you don't have a tire carrier, you got to carry your own tire. So I'm on the wall. Like, I remember my driver was about to come in for the first time, and I had to not only hold my impact wrench, but hold the tire too. Had the tire in my left arm and then my impact wrench in my right hand. And I'm just sitting here listening to Coach in my head, just playing it back. Like, this is what you're supposed to do. Like, and thankfully, like, I kept that with me, and our driver pulled in. I remember running around. I think we just did the right sides for that first stop. So our driver came in, Dale came in, and I had put the tire down, picked up my gun and hit the lug nuts off, and then pulled the wheel off and then slid the other tire from the side. Like, just rolled it over and then put it on by myself and then locked it back up and then ran back to the wall. And weirdly, like, it was so crazy that I was done before the guy in the front. He had a tire carrier. I was like, dude, what the heck? I don't know what was going on.
You deal with all that at the start, and all it gets easier from there, right?
Yeah, right. Like, literally, I was thrown into the fire. And it was a night race, just to make things more crazy. Like, I'm like, Lord, I got to worry about seeing. Like,
and this is ARCA, right?
Yes, ARCA race.
So for people that don't know, you know, ARCA racetracks are not lit as well as some of these NASCAR night tracks where you go to, and it's just as bright at night as it is during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like to move up from the ARCA? And you've worked in the Cup Series, right?
Yes, I worked in all series.
So what was it like to go and pit a Cup car for the first time?
Oh, you just jumped straight to the Cup car, huh?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, I would say, like, before I got to Cup, that's why the Dover, the Monster Mile, that's my favorite track, the Monster Mile. That's where I made my first history in NASCAR, by doing my first two sets of NASCAR races back-to-back that weekend. And then I think, I'm trying to remember what month that was. June. It might have been in like June of 2017, I think. And then I ended up doing my first Cup race in, was it? I'm trying to remember. It was like in July of, was it the next year? Look, it's so many years in fact. But it was in July I had did my first Cup race, and I was really, really excited for that. Obviously, that was a big deal. Like, we had all kinds of, like, news people in our stall. I remember New York Times was in there, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, this is the real deal.
Yeah, and I believe, did you not work with another female as well?
Yes. I worked with Brianna O'Leary.
And you guys worked together, right?
Yes,
in a Cup race.
Yes, we worked together, too. So that was, like, the other big part about it. So, you know, not only was I making history, but we were making history together by being the first women duo to be like on the same Cup car.
So what was that like?
That was amazing. You know, just obviously that's like a lot of girl power, like no doubt.
And you both probably wanted to outdo the men, right? You wanted to finish before the other side of the car.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just, you know, like I said, there was a lot going on that day. There was so many people flooding our pit stall just to get videos and pictures of us, you know, and literally like Coach Phil Horton and other people, they were there to tell everybody, like, you guys got to move, like step back, give the girl some space. Like literally every time we did a pit stop, lights flashing everywhere, but we were just focused on, you know, doing a good job putting on a show for everyone. So it was really a really, really fun day.
All right. And
being able to go over the wall for the first time in a cup race.
We've got about 9 minutes to work with here. So, you're off right now. Well, you're not off. It's not a vacation. You're injured.
Yeah,
you're going to likely come back in February, let it heal up and make sure everything's right to be able to go back over the pit crew, the pit wall. So we all saw what happened yesterday or a couple of days ago with Ty Gibbs on pit road. And we've seen accidents on pit road that lead to many injuries. I'm not sure how much of it you have seen, but there was a nasty one, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago at Homestead, where guys were sent flying and had some skull fractures and whatnot. So what is your take on the safety on pit road and what we saw take place on Sunday?
I would say, well, definitely like a lot of things have changed from 20 years ago to now. I think the equipment is a lot better. But at the same time, you know, things can just, you know, happen like that. You never know like what's going to happen. You just pray and hope that things go the way that they should and that nobody gets hurt and that everybody's just free of injury and, you know, in sorts. So like, yeah, like I said, just everything that was happening, especially on Sunday. And I saw Cody's car too. That was crazy.
That could have been really bad.
Yeah, that could have been real, real bad. And when I saw that, yeah, I immediately started like praying just like for his safety and, you know, his parents, because I know that they were like freaking out as well. But yeah, just, you know, things like that can happen sometimes. And like I said, we just, you know, pray and hope like it's, you know, not for the worst and that nobody really, really gets like super hurt, you know?
Yeah, because as he hits that wall, I mean, there could be things on the wall that get sent flying off the wall, a tire, a jack, you know, a lot of people, you know, understand.
He literally had no control, so.
Yeah, and a lot of people understand the drivers take a big risk when they get in the car. But everybody on pit road, every time they jump over the wall, you guys jump over the wall, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a race.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, every time you could get hit, something could happen, an accident could happen, which is why a lot of people are frustrated. You know, I've came out and spoke out against Ty because there's enough that goes on pit road that accidents happen that you don't need something intentional happening on pit road and causing an issue.
Yeah, a couple of my friends got hit by the cars out there, you know, and I almost got hit. I remember a couple of years ago when I was in Atlanta, my car was coming in and then the car that was in the pit stall behind us ended up hitting our car from the back. So our car spinned. And this time I was in the front changing, changing the fronts. So I had just jumped over the wall and the car was coming towards me. I had to jump back over the wall. So, you know, that was scary, but, you know, thankfully, like with our training and everything, we learn as pit crew members, we learn how to not get hit, and the drivers kind of get taught how to, you know, not hit us. So it's kind of like we're working together, but at the same time, like I said, like there's freak accidents that happen on pit road. You just have to hope for the best. And we knew what we signed up for when we got this job. So there's a lot of danger that comes with it. But
now, how did you get hurt? It wasn't a collision on pit road, was it?
No.
No. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, like, we didn't, you know. So when you go back to pitting, do you know what team you will be pitting on?
No, not yet, but I know I'll probably be with someone now. In the meantime, I've been working on my clothing line. I have a clothing line named Bree Apparel. So I have a fall drop coming out very, very soon.
Very soon? How soon? A couple weeks?
Maybe within... Since we're already like almost at October, probably October.
Okay. So just a few days then.
Yeah. Well, since October starts in a few days, but like, I know sometime in October I'll be having that, that line come out. So.
And how do we get to see that clothing line? Yeah. It's social media. Do you have a website?
Yes. So, my website is being worked on right now. I want to make sure everything's like right with that first, but in the meantime, I have a page for my clothing. It's called Bree, so B-R-E underscore apparel, A-P-P-A-R-E-L. And that's on Instagram.
And what kind of clothing is it? Is it just fall wear?
I have like t-shirts, beanies, you know, that's what I have so far. I've had hoodies, working on trying to have more stuff. I'm going to get some crew necks, some more hoodies, like for the fall, winter. You know, it'll be nice. Got some nice stuff.
It's a good step to try to get, you know, maybe be a big boss on a pit crew and teach some other people how to go over the wall and you get a cushy job, right?
Yeah, crew coach. Yeah.
Do you think you'll do that when you're done going over the wall?
I possibly could. You gotta stay tuned.
Is there been talks or is it just you don't know yet?
I mean, I'm always willing to, you know, just try different things, you know. So
yeah, all right, and for people who join us. Yeah. We always try to donate to their charity of choice and a charity that they want to highlight. Is there a charity of choice for you this week here and a charity you want to highlight and talk a little bit about?
I've always been huge on bringing attention to breast cancer awareness. My mom passed away from breast cancer. So that's been like the biggest one that stuck with me. I lost her back when I was in high school. So she had it for 10 years.
That's terrible. Cancer is, you know, everybody knows somebody who is affected or in some way, you know, with cancer. And it's just a lot of research, a lot of work's getting done in it, you know, and every donation that is made to any breast cancer charity is a help.
Yeah. Hopefully we get closer and closer to finding a cure for once and for all, you know.
Yep. And so maybe when you get back on pit road in February, you'll come back and talk to us again about it. And yeah. I would like to thank you for the time today. It was great talking to you. I didn't know much about you before this interview. I feel like I know a lot more about you now. And so I hope everybody who listens to this interview knows a lot more about you. Go check out your clothing line. And everybody donate to any charity you want when it comes to anything that means something to you.
Yeah,
but specifically like Brianna mentioned, cancer, and everybody knows somebody who's affected by breast cancer or any kind of cancer. And hopefully we find a cure for cancer here in our lifetimes.
Yep. Thanks for having me today.